You're about to hear a live recording of drag queens playing Dungeons & Dragons in front of a live audience. With improvisational musician Carson Cutter, and I, Paul Curry, the Dungeon Master, this is Dungeons & Drag Queens!
Ladies and gentlemen! Welcome to Dungeons and Drag Queens! Before we begin our tale tonight, every game has its rules. Please silence all messaging stones. Cell phones. You will have an opportunity to contribute to the story tonight. Yes, you will be part of this story. Please make sure the story isn't all about you. Legal disclaimer! We do not own Dungeons and Dragons, nor are we affiliated with Wizards of the Coast. And now, please let me introduce your sorcerer of sound, your mage of the melody, your live improvisational musician tonight, Carson Cutter! What is Dungeons and Dragons? People have pondered this question for millennia. And only since the 70s has anyone had an answer. Dungeons and Dragons is a collaborative storytelling game where I, the Dungeon Master, will play the role of the world and the non-player characters within it. Our players, the Queens, will be playing as characters within this world, taking actions, fighting monsters, going on their quest, not going on their quest. Whenever a player wishes to take an action within this world, we will roll a 20-sided die to determine their chance of success. The higher the roll out of 20, the higher the chance, the lower the roll, and you'll see. Everything relies on the roll of the die. A 19! Pretty great! To this random roll, we will also add their modifiers, which is an attribute describing how good they are at a specific thing. Some are very strong, others are very dexterous, and some aren't good at anything. Dungeons and Dragons is a game that takes place within the theater of the mind. So I ask all of you, for just a moment, to close your eyes. You hear the soft voices in the clouds. You see a vast landscape of vine-crusted temples with angels singing and dancing under a violet sun. There is thumping bass. This is where Shantia, goddess of nature, sits upon her throne. This is heaven. And it is not where our story takes place. Open your eyes. You see a city. The city of Waterdeep. A damp, moist city with 3 months of beauty, 3 of intense heat, and 6 of sad rain. You smell those around you. Rank. Unwashed. You are a peasant, dragging your rat-skin Uggs through the mud from your small hamlet all the way to the big city. You are desperate. And collectively, you and your co-peasants have decided to entreat upon the most dangerous mercenaries in the Sword Coast, agents of chaos, carving their way through enemy and ally with a broad makeup brush. Drag queens. You can see the gleaming Uberstone gates outside the Hall of the Queens, light bouncing from the gates through your eyes straight into your brain, burning an image of queer fear into your vitamin-deprived peasant mind. Someone in the hall hears or smells the crowd outside. They open the gate just a crack, like a sexy whip. Light streams out from behind, revealing three queenly figurettes stepping to the front, donning a lizard scale hide because she is a lizard person. Born from an egg in the swamp of Swinor, she devoured her brothers and sisters before joining the workforce at the age of 2. Her logic is cold as her blood, but her time with humankind has softened her heart. Will her newfound empathy endanger herself, or is selfishness an unexpected ally in this uncaring world? Find out as we welcome to the Furl a barbarian sectarian played by Irene the Alien. Is Irene the Barbarian? Next to her, seamlessly blending into a shrub or a club, dressed in a loose robe over laced leaf-themed lingerie, this druidic debutante was raised in the forests of Cormanthor, moving to the city when rent got too high in her tree. Will she find the stability she craves in the paved streets of Waterdeep? Find out as we welcome to the fray, with cute boots ready to execute, secure bag and MacGuffin, played by Kylie Mooncakes, is Kyla Luna Muffin! And last but not a priest, this clerical queen claps back to blasphemers and breaks their femurs, wrapped in a holy robe covered with the iconography of war doves. Behind the holy fire in her eyes is the sad tragedy of her past, as her best friend Jan was crushed by a gargoyle years ago. She hopes to spread the word of her patron deity, Shantia, but will her trauma triumph over the ecclesiastic efforts? Find out as we welcome our final queen, coming across the country from the New York scene, played by Little Peace, is Little Priest! Our three queens have come face to face with hundreds of sad peasant faces. What task awaits them? What could these peasants possibly desire? It's up to you and fate in Dungeons and Drag Queens!
Peasants, what's good? My name is Little Priest. I am the transsexual religious trendsetter of the tri-state area. And yes, of course, tonight the tri-state area does include Waterdeep. Okay.
The peasants cheer, for this is their salvation. They are desperate. For an issue has been plaguing them, a problem so severe that it is barely unnameable. A problem that has been affecting their home hamlet. Their home hamlet. What was its name again? What is the name of the peasant's home hamlet? Shout it out.
This is your opportunity.
Waterdeep. The exact city in which they came.
Wow.
Waterdeep is not just a city, it is also a county. After all, Little Peace is from the greater Waterdeep area.
Yes, yes. Quick, okay. Oh.
Too late.
Queen. What'd you say?
A plague has been affecting Waterdeep. An evil entity has begun to destroy Waterdeep from the inside out, starting in the sewers and creeping up into the dwellings. What is the name of this entity? Shout it out. What?
Yes, I heard cum and sperm.
Okay,
I'm not
balls.
Doing a whole show about cum and sperm again.
Y'all,
can we roll for that?
At Pride, okay.
Could we roll for that? Can you roll charisma?
Yeah, roll charisma for cum and sperm.
Roll
Thank
constitution.
You.
Roll charisma for cum
Actually,
and
sperm. Actually, roll intelligence, my modifier.
I don't know what that means to roll wisdom for cum and sperm.
So
I
think it's kind of like this.
I don't know what that means. There's no reason I
so
can't.
So it would be roll history, I fear.
Very well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The inflatables is what they are called. They
Not far
are mad
off.
Clowns. Blowing up balloon weapons that they use to fight in the streets. This horrid group was spawned by the machinations of a sick bard who wished upon the world clowns of evil.
And that's why we
that's
stopped
us.
Booking
all
them.
Right,
yeah.
All right. Where are my bards at?
Okay, grow up. 2025.
The leader of the peasants stands up. They are the head of this gaggle. They
I love head.
Determine the directions that the queens will go on their quest. They know how to defeat the evil inflationary clowns. The peasant
what did you
leader
call me?
Stands up. No, you're no. The peasant leader stands up. Anyone? It's now your turn to lead. Yes,
hey!
You stood up first.
I know,
you
I
stood
like
up
that
first.
Shirt.
Dragon
satin top.
It's
yeah.
you.
Wait,
yes.
satin top. Wait, blue satin top. Wow. You rise too, just for
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Blue
it's
satin
every,
top,
yes.
give a twirl.
This is your moment.
Yeah!
Have it.
It's equality.
Two
oh my God,
leaders. Yes, it is a double-leaded peasant gaggle.
Okay, AHS Waterdeep is in the house, yes.
The two peasants, what are your names? You, what is your name in this game of ours? Ivan! And Ivan's right hand, what is your name?
Rocky the Great!
Yes, Rocky the Great and Ivan.
Ivan and Rocky the Great have been friends for years. Both of them take turns trimming their beards. They consider each other's right hand. Don't do the math. Are they gay? Who knows? But Ivan and Rocky are like Rock and Ivan.
Ivan and Rocky stepped up to you and say,
Hello, Queens. Hi, it's me, Ivan. I just want to say, thank you so much for listening to our pleas. We need you to help. These clowns have been killing us. They've been attacking the slums. They come up from the sewers. They blow up their inflatable demons.
Do you remember when that was happening in New Jersey?
I was there.
That was really a gag. People saw the clowns.
I was a clown.
Oh, yeah, out of the sewers.
Yes, of Waterdeep.
It's happening in Waterdeep.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, but, thanks for letting us know.
Okay. Wait, you're saying this has happened in other places?
Yes, New Jersey.
What is this New Jersey you speak of?
It's a lot like the old Jersey.
Yeah, and have you ever smelled an armpit?
Yes. I've smelled Rocky's armpit.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rocky says, the right one? Okay, you
Army
sit down,
Hammer.
Baby.
Oh, no.
All right. Little priest, roll history. You get a 17.
Look,
what is your history?
Are you ready to gag on it? Wait, yes. Do y'all want to guess? Be honest, do you want to guess? You could say yes or no to a yes or no question. Be honest.
I'm guessing plus.
7! Okay, 1, 2, 3, not only you and me, 7.
Smart bitches. Women
you think back to your life in New Jersey. Before the clowns
These
came.
Accusations are...
That's tough.
Yeah.
You remember that the clowns ransacked your home. They killed your family with an inflatable dog.
Wow.
And how can I forget?
In a sick joke, they tipped over a gargoyle directly onto your best friend, Jan.
No, and that was what I really remember and took home from the incidents. You don't understand. Jan wasn't just my friend. She was my sister. We went to camp together.
And she took that personal.
Okay.
This has become personal for you, little priest.
Yup.
All right.
Girls, it's personal with me now. We gotta do this shit.
For you.
Rocky says, this is what I could offer you. Please, take all of the gold that we have in our pockets. And Ivan says, right, that's true, do it.
I love that you have different accents.
What do you mean? This is the Waterdeep accent.
It's from North Waterdeep.
Wee wee.
Yeah. And Ivan, where are you from? North Jersey?
Oi. No. I'm from Waterdeep too. We're both from Waterdeep.
Oh, you're attached to the same body, yeah.
Anyway. Will you accept our quest?
How much gold?
What's compensation look like?
Yeah.
Girls, we don't need to get too caught
up
on
that. Are the pockets full or not?
And what's the conversion rate on that?
This is a personal matter for me. And they said they'd give us all their gold. I feel like it's enough.
But they're peasants.
Ivan says, we have pooled all of our gold together, including all of the college funds for all of our children, all of the money that we set aside for healthcare, all of it we have set aside
warmer.
For you.
Oh, this is Trump's America. This is Trump's Waterdeep.
Girl, we said we weren't going to joke about that tonight.
Oh, sorry. Were we not supposed to?
I was in the dressing room.
My bad.
Let me joke about this tonight.
I was late to the dressing room. Waterdeep. I apologize.
And you see that all of the peasants begin to empty their pockets, throwing.
Let's see it. You can throw the money up. You can throw the money up.
This is the part where it's real.
Yeah.
Last time we got cash.
I want to see it.
Okay. Make it interactive. No. Make it. Oh!
Yes! Okay, we're going.
All right,
on
everyone
the quest.
Else, interact. Passive.
Yes.
Ivan says, "This is it. This is all $2."
Okay. Well,
we were able.
Mama, yes, that's
so
right.
Collectively.
And girls, if you want, peasants, I'm sorry.
Don't misgender them.
If you would like to pay us our fees via Venmo, you can do so at DNDQTips, okay?
That's spelled DNDQTips.
Okay. Yes!
Queenie.
I've heard.
Very well, says Rocky. We will tip you, but only once the quest is complete. And Ivan says, yeah, good point. Yeah. And Rocky says, thank you.
Okay, we trust you.
Oh, I love you so much.
Yes, me, I love you so much, Fridays.
I love you too, mate.
You know, give me a little peck on the cheek. And Ivan goes, okay, very well. Oh. Mwah, 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 mwah. Oh. And they both do a little kiss.
It's character development.
I'm getting kind of hot over here.
We should make them do that in real life. No, I'm just kidding. Unless...
Okay, what if we did
Please.
It? No, I'm just kidding. No, no, outside. No, sorry, what if we kissed outside of the sewer grate and went to look for the clowns?
Very well.
We are going to get those clowns because we've been paid a deposit.
Okay. And I love to pop inflatables.
After Balloons walking to the sewer grate, having received the $2, which the conversion rate is...
$3!
Wow, I didn't even see how much money that was. All right.
We're rich!
One for each of us.
You receive so much money from this peasant. And you agree, and you walk over to the Waterdeep sewers. You can see the sewers now. Water drips down, dropping slowly onto stone.
Does it go deep?
It echoes, and you can hear deep in the dark of the sewer a laugh.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
And a popping noise.
Paul, you ate that. Because what the
popping?
Because
yes,
what the
popping.
Fuck?
Not chewing.
No, you don't hear it. Roll perception.
Oh, she's gay. Oh, y'all who laughed are gay.
All right, you get a 13. What is your perception?
It's definitely...
It's wisdom.
There we go, wisdom. Well, it's plus zero.
Not a lot of wisdom on deck.
Not great.
You only heard popping the evil maniacal laughter of what could be a clown, you never know, and the scurrying of rats within.
Oh.
Hungry.
Oh. What do the rats sound like? Do it.
All right.
Not the rats.
Roll perception. I'm only going to do the rats if you get a high score. If you get above a 10, I'll do the rats. A 1!
What the fuck? What the fuck?
That was rigged.
That was rigged.
That's not rigged. I just completely ran.
I saw you press the rig button on your laptop.
No.
And this is why in the reviews they keep on asking us to get real dice.
And this is why Derek don't like you.
This is Python random module. It is completely random. Probably pseudo-random.
And this is why Carson told me backstage she doesn't actually like you.
Okay, that's not acceptable. You can't involve Carson in the beef. All
right? You're right.
He's
a side dish. I love you, Carson.
Okay, this is
Y'all
the sandwich.
Y'all make some noise for Carson.
Yeah, make some noise.
That is a husband and a father.
And
okay.
A diva.
The sewer beckons. You hear a voice behind you that says, hello.
Hello.
It is me, Rocky.
Oi, and I'm Ivan.
And you see that Rocky and Ivan have followed you.
You know, I've never seen the two of them not in the same room.
I'm a switch myself.
That's true. You haven't seen them. You've only seen them twice now, basically.
Twice.
Rocky and Ivan say, we will follow you into the sewers.
Okay, girl.
Okay, girl. Well, you go first.
You sure?
Well, yes. I figured you'd need help. I am very strong. And Ivan says, oh, very strong too.
Oh. Well, if you're so strong, you go first and go far, far ahead of us.
Easy peasy, pumpkin squeezy. Here I go. And Ivan walks deep into the sewer.
Nice.
You hear a maniacal laugh. And the voice of Ivan, oh, it's your dagger. Flock! Flock!
Oh, see? That's why we make him go first.
Actually, you ate that. No, that was smart.
Rocky steps back. And
chivalry
goes,
is not dead, as Ivan may be, okay?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. No, Ivan!
Yes,
and runs into the sewer. We must protect him. He's my only bottom. Do you follow Rocky into the sewer?
Yes.
Woo! Yes, girls. Okay, but before we go, I'm going to cast a quick motivational speech.
Diva.
No, because I want to let you girls know, we as sisters, we can get through the subway.
Could be. We don't know what it is.
Okay. Paul?
Yes. Would you like to read what motivational speech does?
Oh, sure. Okay. 5 creatures within range. Oh, and Ivan just died. Okay, I'll cast one on a rat, too.
Five creatures within range gain 5 hit points and advantage on wisdom rolls. So that means a nearby rat, okay, Rocky, and our girls here, me included, okay.
Diva.
Now have an extra 5 hit points.
Oh, Diva.
Add it up, sister. Add it up, sister.
Very well, very well. You all gained 5 hit points.
Watch this. Gag on it.
All right.
Hey! Did you see those effects?
During your motivational speech.
And wait. We get an advantage on wisdom rolls.
But wait, there's more.
Wait, what are you doing?
No, that was it.
Wait, that's sick. Oh. I want to cast a spell.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Mold Earth.
Very well. What? How do you wish to do that and why?
I can manipulate a 5-foot cube of dirt or stone within range, either moving loose earth, creating visual changes, or altering terrain for 1 hour.
Okay, make some noise for GLP-1.
Okay.
And what do you wish to do with this earth that you're molding?
I want
to
make a little hole.
Okay.
Oh, Diva.
And I'm just going to use the bathroom in it real quick.
All right.
Okay. We're about to go for how long without any toilets, maybe?
You're going into a sewer.
Okay, roll for survival.
It is literally all bathroom.
Yeah, but
you're good.
But, like, privacy is a thing. You got me there. Diva.
Okay, all right. You do a speech.
I'm going to cast a spell as well. It's called Plant Growth.
Okay, all right.
Because I felt left out and I just wanted to cast a spell.
Join us!
This says, cause any plant or group of plants in range to grow rapidly. This is a new one. Thank you for adding that to my spell list.
Okay.
And I'm going to choose, like, something fun. What's fun? What's fun? What's fun? Like jasmine. Right on a little dirt thing. That's actually so smart, because this sewer smells like shit. Diva!
All right.
Women in STEM.
No. And no shade, that was a fierce double on Tundra.
So you're just...
Because sounding. Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Make some noise that you've been sounding.
Blown away that you took it there. All right, you see that a fucking little bit of jasmine flower blooms randomly, and also you can see that a rat gets inspired. The rat goes. That's my rat. Congratulations!
We heard the rat.
Congratulations! That's the rat. Do you now enter into the sewer and progress the plot?
Okay. Yes,
yeah.
That was a little nasty.
You
but
enter
sure.
into the yeah. sewer. It has been at least 5 to 10 minutes. You step through the sewer. It is very dark. You come across the mangled corpse of poor Ivan.
How was it mangled?
Yeah, what did they do to him?
Okay. Roll perception. Roll perception, me.
A 5. What is your perception again?
Give me a second. 5.
5. A 10. You can't tell. It's sliced and diced. However, you do see a small bit of rubber left on the corpse, as if from a balloon.
At least they played safe.
Yeah, I don't think it was a sex death, but...
We don't know. It could have been. The perception roll.
Probably evil clown, but
let's not assume. Let's not place labels on each other. This is Trump's America now.
You hear... So sad. You hear... Deep... In the sewer, a voice saying, help me! Help me, please!
Is that Rocky?
Yes!
Please. Okay, yes! Make some noise for Philadelphia!
Oh, yeah. Da-da-da. Oh, trademark.
You walk forward into a small area of the sewer that has a grate at the above. Light shines down and reveals 3 evil clowns staring down at you.
Oh, shit. Hey, clowns. My name's Irene. I was on season 15 of RuPaul's Drag Race. If you haven't seen it, I won the whole thing.
Yes, 1 is definitely a number.
1. Mm-hmm. And if you have seen it, you know I'm lying. Mm-hmm. She is Seattle's pride and joy. And if you've seen it, you know I'm lying. I want
All
the
right.
clown on the right.
Shade beside the clowns. Look at you, Irene the Barbalian, and say,
oh, I've never seen that show, but it sounds fun.
make sure to watch it after I kill you.
Oh, hell no. I'm going to fight that clown because that seemed a little sarcastic.
All right. Oh.
The Waterdeep season's coming out next year.
Very well. Do you wish to enter into combat?
Yes.
All right. Your heart rate quickens. You feel the blood pump nasty in your veins. You enter into combat. You get a surprise round. What do you wish to do?
I'm just going to take my big old battle axe and swing it at his head.
Diva!
All right.
You swing
we don't the battle axe at the clown's head.
It does be like that.
The clown is going... All three clowns are going to take 20 slashing damage.
Oh!
Wait, and look at that.
I also forgot to roll that, so let's roll that. Shit. A three, fuck.
Wait, but her battle axe is plus four.
That's not how the game is played. Okay.
Y'all, it's okay. Let women make mistakes.
Yeah. Yes. Women deserve.
Don't I have advantage?
Yeah.
That's on wisdom rolls, unless you have a very wise axe.
It's a wise axe. It's a wise axe.
No, you're being a wise axe right now. I'll tell you that one.
Yeah.
Okay, but I fucked up. All right. Okay.
Yes, okay. And sperm.
Okay. You know how when you like imagine you're going to do something in the future and you kind of get all the dopamine of having actually done it? That was you and actually hitting the evil clowns.
It's dark in here. I don't know.
You don't hit the evil clowns. Your blade passes straight through the darkness, interspersed with light from
the
grate.
Swing and miss.
The evil clowns are going to attack.
Wait, the lipstick bullet HP is actually so fierce. Paul, did you even come up with that?
Yes.
Diva! Give it up for Paul, everyone!
I have a couple of good ideas here and there.
He made AI design that himself. He set three homes on fire in LA to make that.
All right, that's not what happened. It's more environmentally damaging to AC this place. But anyway, all right. Look, you strike with your battle axe. It misses. The clowns will each strike one of you.
Now
they will roll to hit. If they roll above your armor class, they will hit all three of you.
Girl, shut up.
They're not hitting my ass.
Why? Why?
They get a seven. Hey, they get a seven.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Never mind. We're fine.
Mid.
Yeah.
Notice how it's not unfair if it's a low roll. Notice that.
Don't get enough low rolls, and that feels unfair.
Okay. Interesting.
Low roll.
It's just a plus three to 10. All your armor classes, I presume, are above 10.
All above.
The clowns miss, Kyla. It is now your turn. What do you do?
Ah, shit. I wasn't ready for this.
Okay, I'm ready. Can I go?
Yes. Oh, my God, Diva!
Okay, well, it's dark enough, so this
will
help.
She took the initiative.
I let my friend cut in line.
Let me live. Let me work. Let me pose.
I let women slay.
Okay, I want to hear it. Let women slay. Okay, enough, Anna. Is that trade? Never mind. Is that trade? Okay.
No, anyway.
Since it's dark, I'm going to cast Sickening Radiance.
Funny? But no, no one's laughing.
Somebody laughed. Who's not listening now?
Okay.
All creatures of my choosing, the clowns, within 30 feet of you must make a constitution throw, as long as they can read it, or take radiant damage and suffer from exhaustion.
All right, the clowns make a constitution saving throw.
No, yeah, we can admit that I ate that. Thank you.
I think it's an 18.
God damn it.
They succeed. The clowns are fine. The clowns are good. The clowns laugh.
Your radiance only makes us look better in the light, fool.
That's crazy.
I really...
Kyla, it is now your turn. Do you wish to make a turn or just talk about the technical aspects of the show?
I have a move called Plant Growth.
I know.
True.
Okay. Y'all, Sabrina Carpenter fans need to be stopped. Okay.
Should we do like a vote from the audience? Like, what should we grow today? Should we do like lettuce? No, I'm just kidding. Is there like deadly bramble or something in the Waterdeep universe underwater?
Well, I suppose that you could grow. Maybe you could look around. You see some moss that maybe you could grow and absorb the clown.
A voice in the universe is helping me.
I feel like I'm getting a vibe from the universe.
What is belladonna? Is that a type of flower?
I think I worked with her last week.
Yep. And you know, the universe is about to tell us what it does. It's poison. It's poison.
Okay.
And I'm specifically growing the clown poisonous belladonna that exists in this universe as well, because it does. I looked it up.
Very well. You cast plant growth with your incredible queen ability. So the belladonna grows up in its weird belladonna-esque spiny stem.
It is
a blue, it's a green flower, and it has nine petals, and it's okay. All right, and it wraps around the clowns. The clowns look around, surprised. They say, oh, what is this? A flower? I have a flower. It shoots water. But then the clowns begin to choke.
They're allergic to it.
And the
universe told me that. The universe told me.
Are going to take 80 poison damage.
80?
80 poison. 80 poison damage is...
That's crazy.
No shade, no shade, no shade, no shade.
My axe did 20 in my mind.
No shade. Ask Lil Wayne who the 5-star druid is.
My light did nothing.
Your light did absolutely... It made them look better.
It made them look better so we can see them go down. Wow.
Well, I guess it just goes to show, using the environment.
That was crazy.
Really
I didn't
helps.
Know that was going to happen.
Yeah, sometimes the Dungeon Master sets up things for you to use, and you use them, and it works really well. So
I listened to the universe. Personally, the universe told me.
Okay. The clown falls to the ground.
Clown?
Clown.
Yes.
Just one of them?
Their two compatriots, having clearly...
Come?
You did
yelled
say
come during my sentence.
Well...
That's how I
You said come. Patriot.
Very well.
Patriotic come.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
He's too...
Not in this water, dude.
The two clowns, having clearly succumbed to the poison, the one clown looks up at you and says, this is bigger than you could possibly imagine. We are simply sent by the joke above. Yes, the great comedian in the sky, Asmodeus, come to play a trick on this world that played a trick upon him.
Girls, we have got to get Asmodeus quick.
No, Asmodeus.
Oh wait, this is a 21 and up show, right?
Wait, where is he?
Well, he...
I wouldn't tell you.
You're gonna tell me.
His pronouns.
That's very fair.
Okay, he goes by they there.
My pronouns are he and ha.
Honestly, girl, same.
I'm not telling you.
See, and this
shit.
Is why we put on the lash, okay? And he puts on the glass.
You see Rocky in the back having succumbed to a wound. Yeah, Rocky's still there.
Mr. Hand, themselves.
Object permanence. Rocky goes,
hey, girl.
Just kill this clown. He's destroying my lover. Oh. Just kill him. Do it. Oh, wait. Do it.
Absolutely not.
My throat.
We are keeping this clown prisoner, okay? I'm using calm emotions. Quickly to make everyone around us indifferent about each other.
Okay, very well. You cast calm emotions. Immediately, a calm settles down. All of the rats that were scurrying around the sewer, you can hear them scurrying.
No, it only affects humanoids.
Oh.
Well, you should have read that before I did the... Okay.
But we got it, right?
All of the rats continue to scurry. You just hear the scurrying of rats all throughout the sewer.
That's so creepy. Oh, my God.
They'd be like, cheep, cheep.
Okay.
The clown and then... stands up and says, oh, I'm sorry. I got a little out of control there. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Bombilus. I am an agent of Asmodeus. I am here to get revenge on Shantia, the real trickster above.
Shantia?
Yeah, sure.
Girls, this is my deity. No, Shantia is my deity. I had to write it down.
Jason Derulo made a song about her once.
You did write it down. Look
I did. Little do people know, it actually was Shansha before, but then her teacher.
Are you done naming her?
Yeah. No. It's okay.
You're friends.
No, it was like, okay, so back at college, she had a professor who couldn't pronounce her name right.
Gross.
Why are we laughing? So when he was murdered.
Oh.
Go on.
She changed her name as an act of, what's it called? Performative activism. And that, some may say, was her first joke.
Very well.
Why was that funny?
Sort of followed that. Wait, was that a real thing that happened, or is that happening in the game?
No, that was from Wicked.
Okay.
That was the plot of Wicked.
You haven't seen the movie?
No.
We tell this boy so many times to get in touch with the culture.
Yeah, well, I'm currently in the middle of watching.
Have you been to a drag show yet?
Yeah, I'm doing a drag show right now.
That's fair. You can take the boy out of the basement, but you can't take the celibacy out of the boy.
That's
okay.
You can take the celibacy out of the boy. All right. Barbulous says,
"Girl, more like put it in."
Would you like me to lead you to our clown concert?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Period.
Okay, great. Can I get a big everyone put a finger up and say yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, now we're at a drag show.
Very well. It is a secret passage. Follow me.
Okay. See how easy that was. I make another plant grow while we're waiting.
Yes, what is this feeling? So sudden.
It's a blood. This time it's a blood.
Very well.
Okay, let's go.
You follow Barbulous the clown into the secret passage.
Right, Barbulous.
You narrowly move through various tunnels.
Sounds like me on a Saturday night.
That's what they call me in high school.
That's nice.
Okay, everyone just said a bunch of innuendos at the exact same time.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, I thought this was such a drag queen.
That's what I'm paid to do.
Welcome to D&DQ, Paul.
Live.
Rocky.
I'm an Ellie.
Rocky says.
He's still here?
Yeah, Rocky's bleeding, okay. By the way.
Rocky. Mixed hand.
Okay, wait, can I heal? Can I cast Healing Word on my king?
My God, wait, I have that too. Let's do it together.
Okay, sisters.
Diva.
Okay, what's the word? What's the word?
What's the word?
Come and sperm.
Come and sperm.
Come and sperm.
Come and sperm.
And miraculously, Rocky's wound begins to heal.
You're welcome.
White sticky substance begins to form.
You're welcome.
And sutures the wound.
Kind of smells like a bag of hot nickels in here.
Yes.
Girl, I just came in from the rain.
Oh, got it, got it.
Rocky says, thank you, queens. I appreciate that greatly.
You're welcome.
You have my debt. But
yes, we do.
I disagree with this move.
Oh.
That clown cannot be trusted.
Girl, I just cast Calm Emotions on you. You are indifferent to the clown, and don't tell me indifferent.
Like, how about you breathe?
Wait, that was a while ago.
It wore off?
Oh, yes. Yeah, remember?
It wore off on the...
He was like, 10, 20 minutes back.
It could wear off on the clown,
no,
too.
No, he ate me up.
I didn't know that.
That's what I'm saying. You see? It could wear off on the clown. The clown is doing
crazy.
A clown move.
I could do something to help with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Bigby's hand.
How would that help?
How would that help? Because I can make...
Let women speak.
I can make... A big hand,
great.
For some reason.
Okay, wait.
It can attack, punch, or more importantly,
mm-hmm.
grasp.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What happened to caress?
Hold, yeah, truly.
Mm-hmm.
Hold the clown.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it. Just.
If you got a big hand,
now which part?
Noise.
Good question,
watch your mouth.
Spirit of the sewer.
Okay.
Which part do you grab on this clown?
I'm gonna sort of, yeah. grab his dick.
How do we know he has one?
True.
First off, let's not assume.
Because a lot of people think we're clowns and we don't have any dicks.
All right.
Why was that funny?
I got like three in me right now. But I am I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna assume what's down there. I'm also, I didn't get his consent to grab that. I'm just gonna sort of grab him, like, you remember those toys that used to slip out of your hands? And you'd kind of fuck it. Okay, anyway,
wait, no, because I was saying this. Okay, I was just saying this to somebody who sent me a picture of their dick. Okay, so, no, it's so I re-downloaded Grindr just for this trip.
Yes!
What are you really talking about right now?
Wait, I'm about to log out right now.
What are we talking?
No, because sometimes it is. Remember, they used to have the little like plastic, like the fish were in it.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sometimes they had sparkles.
Yeah, I'm grabbing him like that. Hopefully, he's not as slippery as that. But yeah.
All right. Roll sleight of hand with sleight of your big hand.
Well.
You get a 10. What is your sleight of hand?
-5.
I'm a barbarian.
Me at -5 Mondays, for real.
You attempt to grab upon the clown, who slips out. The clown, Barbulous, says,
"Oh-hoo, trying to grab me." Well, too bad. I'm like one of those slippery things that has little sparkles inside.
Rats!
All right.
Girl, go grab a rat.
Yeah.
All right, you wish to go grab a rat?
No.
Well, man.
You can do anything in this world. The whole world is available for you to grab if you wish. That is the world that I create. It is infinite.
All right, well,
is this the clown speaking?
No.
I use big hand.
You can tell from the falsetto. What?
Big hand in work. Somebody else try something.
All right, you enter into the forest of Cormanthor.
Wait, there's a forest now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Always has been.
You've been walking this entire time.
Oh, fierce. Love it.
Fed by sewage is crazy.
The aphid is so cute.
The maple syrup is crazy coming out of these trees. It's not good. It's white and viscous. Anyway.
I got a little maple syrup going around. You know what I mean?
Kyla.
Yes.
You recognize that this
I'm a druid.
Was your home.
Because I'm a druid. I just learned what that meant, by the way, like last week.
Okay, then that's not true.
I hooked up with a guy.
I sent your backstory in the chat.
I didn't read it, Mama.
Very early on. Refused to read it. All right.
I forgot to read it.
Okay.
I missed you.
Okay, well, thank you. I miss you too.
Mwah. Baby,
okay, look. Mwah. You arrive within your overpriced forest.
I do.
You hear a voice echoing out from the shadows within. It says, "Hey."
I do.
Is that Kyle Luna Muffin?
Stop. What's your name?
And walking out of the brush, you see your landlord.
Oh.
That's not.
Boo.
Wait. Fuck. I invent.
No, bro. And you told me you did forget to tip them last month.
I invent an invisibility spell right now because.
You can't invent a spell.
What?
She could.
Yeah, we got three bitches on our hands. You don't think we're gonna come up with something?
You have other spells though. You have
Let's combine our wisdom.
You could
I could inflict a disease.
There you go.
Yes, okay.
Choose
jealousy.
Choose from blinding sickness, filth fever, flesh rot.
I think I was there at that party last week.
Mind fire. Or...
I think we know.
Slimy Doom.
Oh,
the audience is voting. Oh, we should chant the one we want.
Slimy Doom. Slimy Doom. Okay. I love that.
That is so crazy.
All right, you wish to cast Slimy Doom upon your landlord?
The universe is telling me to, yes. And you know, do you know how we inflict this spell?
Yes.
With our Carson Hidden. I was contractually obligated to do a number.
That's not even true. You can tip your queens with the QR code that's on the screen. Girl, just duck. I'll have to keep refreshing it. The landlord.
This is when you get your dollars out, okay?
Stares at Kyla Luna Muffin. Says, "What are you doing? Hey, you're late on rent. What,
What is this dance? What does that have to do with slime? What?
What?
Ow! Hey, why are my hands melting? What's going on?
Welcome back.
Wait, why are people throwing money?
The landlord attempts to grab at you, but his arm disintegrates as he tries.
What the hell is happening to me? Oh, wait, oh, fuck.
Okay, the next one I'm gonna do is the choreo. I spent a lot of time learning it. But you've been so out of touch,
the landlord begins to collapse onto the ground.
Imagine.
Exactly. Okay, make some noise.
Can you believe?
And when I do that and I'm coming around, y'all flashes better be on, okay?
Yeah. And then make some noise if you believe in women's rights.
Any women in the audience?
Any rights in the audience? No, because this is Trump's Waterdeep.
Oh. Oh my God.
Woo! I'm just kidding. Am I allowed to say that?
The landlord turns a pallid green and then begins to collapse onto the ground.
We didn't even know what he wanted.
Yeah, what was his deal?
We didn't even ask him.
That was her landlord. Bad. It's fine.
We just assumed, probably correctly, I'm going to be real.
But also, landlords?
No, deservedly so. Where are my landlords at?
Y'all, stop.
Fuck 'em, boys.
Do not put your arms up.
I just wanted to say hello.
The landlord melts into the ground. The clown, Barbulus, looks around and goes, ooh, fuck. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Rocky says, I never thought I'd see that in my life. Sorry. I am not for words right now.
Dreams do come true.
You're welcome.
I never thought that I would see a queen's number.
Mm-hmm. Well, mama, you can see some more for $10 a month. Link in the bio. Sorry, I have to hustle.
Collectively, we only have $2.
Yeah, we're in a recession.
No, what's the at, sister?
Links in the bio, look it up. Find it from the DNDQ Live Instagram. You'll find it. You go from there and you go from there.
After having slain your landlord.
Just know that.
After having just melted your landlord, or ex-landlord, I suppose, you can see that various peasants who have been living within the forest of Cormanthor, fellow druids, step out of their little hamlets, and then they cheer! A peasant yells out, hooray!
Yes!
Our landlord is dead!
He was a slumlord.
Forever!
So we were all laid on right,
huh? Looking references tonight.
Yeah.
We will join you, queens!
Says one of the peasants. And you gain, in your retinue, 375 peasants!
God damn!
Honestly, y'all are just with us.
Honestly, that's fierce. That's fierce. Put them in our inventory.
As chocolate is dead now, we're gonna get his ass.
You can see.
Yeah.
Asmodeus.
As and
okay,
dick.
Roll history. Roll religion. Sorry, roll religion. 2! What is your religion?
What? Wait, who was that? Roll.
That was for Irene the Barbarian.
Well, now with my modifier, we're at -5.
All right.
Diva.
true religion trousers.
You legitimately think that Asmodeus is ass chocolate.
I do.
Name.
Mind you, it's ass Moorcock and Dicks and Cummins Berm.
Ass chocolate was a mistake as a name, I think.
All right. You walk into the clown compound, Bobula says.
You see, we are not so different from you. We are only here for vengeance and justice for what has been done to Asmodeus.
Okay, wait, what was done to Asmodeus?
By Shansha?
Roll religion. You get a 14.
Nice.
What
no, and it's plus 7. We're good.
Very well.
Finally, some gospel. Class.
Come on.
You remember that Shantia does go by Shasha.
Okay, everyone's just mishearing me today.
That's 20.
All right. You see hundreds of clowns in this clown compound. They've been summoned by some demonic entity. The clowns make their clown noises. Mostly cat noises.
They're like cats. That's crazy.
Like cats. Okay, the clowns
maybe
make...
the clowns, we should save them.
Quintessential clown. There's the honk. There's really the honk. I don't know what it is.
The little giggle.
Christ,
okay, go back to the meows.
That was so loud. Okay, someone needs to never do that again.
Okay, can we get a yes? Okay.
Diva.
The clowns surround you and they say,
would you like to visit our deity down in hell?
Girls, I think we must.
I'm kind of down.
I need
Let's
to know,
go,
as,
girls.
As a subject of Shantia, ?
Weren't you the one calling her Shansha?
Well, because I know her lore.
Right. You don't know her as Shansha. She does.
Yeah, I know her as Shansha. That's my mother. But, you know, I need to get to the bottom of her tea. And if she's not spilling it all to me, then I need to know the truth.
Mm-hmm. Or we'll kill her.
Damn!
Very well.
Something is telling me these clowns are serious.
The clowns all grab their hands. They begin to inflate various inflatables that fly up into the air and drift away to pollute somewhere else.
Wait, I thought we were going to hell.
The clowns begin their demonic chant. The summoning of a portal to hell itself. The clowns begin their chant.
Come and sperm.
Okay,
come and sperm. I love Waterdeep Battle, yes.
You see a wispy spiritual sperm flies through the air and impacts into an ethereal egg, which then expands into a hell portal.
Okay, a little bioessentialist, but...
What was that? Anyway, you say things that blow my mind. All right, a portal opens up.
Me when I told him what an edible was.
Okay, that's not true. I know what an edible that is. It's an edible object.
No,
usually has drugs
enema.
In it.
Close
enema.
Oh, an enema. I did not know what that was. But I presumed it had drugs in it. Anyway, okay, you...
It can.
It
does if you're cool.
Just saline solution.
It can, actually. It can. Have y'all ever...
Girl, we are not boofing at D&D. You
all right, no boofing.
We might be.
Hit me up later.
Okay, you better watch that boof words.
Link in the bio. And I'm serious about that one.
Okay, wait. Who has ever boofed their progesterone?
No, I see no hands.
All right, that puts you to sleep. Okay.
As
noted.
You ask the peasants if they want to be boofed, you walk into the portal. The nine hells, you find
Ooh.
Yourself in a great long landscape of volcanoes spewing fire and flame.
Girl, it's
into
hot
the air.
In here. I might have to do a reveal soon.
Okay.
Wow, it's a good song. And you can see demons flapping in the arid wind.
I should have sent Chapel. Fuck.
You see off into the distance a figure. They're small, like a speck on the horizon, but they move towards you. They move closer and closer and closer towards you, teleporting, not walking. You come face to face.
Come?
Oh, Lord!
Face?
With this Vizar.
Wait, why is he kind of fierce?
Wait, nine.
Why is he kind of giving me at this moment?
Y'all, mix it up for a mug. It's pretty muggy in Waterdeep right now.
I love her contact lenses.
Wait, okay. I've never had nails this long before until this week.
Diva, make
when I tell you putting in my contact lenses today gagged me. I almost dropped out.
I didn't know that.
No, I would have not dropped out.
We would have made it work.
Done this blind.
Well, that seems unhealthy. All right, we'll deal with that later. The big bad says, well. Look what the egg and sperm dragged in.
Egg?
Egg and sperm, yes. They use the egg and sperm, the common sperm.
We got a couple eggs in this room right now.
Girl, okay, how many of you are going to be trans in 2 years?
I was going to say, maybe no one gets that. Do we appeal to like...
Wait, who's trans right now?
I got it now.
Niche reference.
Okay, any trans in the room? Okay, not too loud.
I love all six of you. You're powerful.
We are powerful.
We are literally powerful.
They are powerful. Mm-hmm.
Roll for strength.
Roll for just like
and
general.
And it will be at 30.
Strength, just general like.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel all like. Right.
But will you rig it?
Will
you rolled in a while.
Will
I
you rig it to be like 30?
I can't rig it. There's
please.
No way to rig.
Rig it to make it like 20 for me.
I can't.
Please, please,
I'm
please.
Rolling. This is your strength.
This
sorry.
Is for trans people.
It's a war. That's not fun. Well, this is truly the worst universe.
The 19 before the show was so optimistic.
Okay.
Like,
well,
that was crazy. What's the modifier?
What is your strength modifier?
Girl.
Oh. Who said 19?
Girl.
It's.
Let them hire you. Okay.
Right.
Let
right,
them hire
right,
you.
Right.
Because
well.
they started the show, when I tell you, and she was like, no one came to get us. You could have
come. Are you going to say what your strength modifier is or just moan into the microphone?
Because my DM is transphobic. That,
why?
My strength is
yes.
plus zero. Well, because my DM doesn't believe that trans
not,
women can be strong.
No. That's not
write that, down,
that
write that down, write that down, write that down.
Don't write that down.
Put it in your review.
Yes, okay.
Don't
sure
put it in the feedback
form.
Because
put
we,
it in a
we
feedback
go over the
form
feedback.
Don't
we go
when
over
he
the
sends
feedback.
It to you. Let right. us know we have a transphobic DM.
No. Okay.
Let him find, maybe then he'll listen.
All right. Okay, that's, that's a, you're a bully. Okay.
We love you.
Now see, when you call men out and they call you the bully.
How do you know
yes,
I'm a
we
man?
Need to talk about accountability in Waterdeep. Yeah. Accountability
right. anyway,
in hell.
Anyway, what the fuck okay. is happening? Back to the story.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh,
yeah, the music.
No,
yes.
the
Diva.
Sister, yeah.
Let's go, Carson.
You think that you have come here to defeat an evil lord. Well, you have
yes.
no idea.
Wait, fine.
Why do we have to defeat you?
Because he's a...
Look. Shantia has an inflated ego. She kicked me out of heaven, down into the nine hells, and now I have to sit here amongst the flaming volcanoes. It sucks.
You can just say gay.
Why not just, like, leave?
You seem like you're doing well. You've got,
a vibe.
Bat?
No.
Bats.
I have some demons in the sky,
yeah.
and I can
who
do
who doesn't have a few demons?
You got, yeah, you got vibes.
All right, have a
I could
demon.
Be your doctor. I could cure your disease.
Okay.
Oh,
oh, I should have sent that. Oh my God.
You got LGBT.
Very
in
well, lady.
Tonight.
Look, I was kicked out of heaven, and now there is a magical spell preventing me from
Mars.
Going up there. All I can do is teleport around in this fucking place.
A magical
okay,
spell.
But you can teleport.
That's kind of fierce.
I
okay.
Nobody's grateful anymore.
Diva, some people have never teleported before.
That's true.
You're
well,
speaking from a place
some
of privilege.
Some people have never been to hell.
Make some noise if you've been to hell.
All of
okay,
the peasants
oh
yell
God.
Yes, because...
Because they are currently
y'all really
in
are broke, huh?
That's a very obvious tautology.
It's true, it's true. Trump's water deep.
Are you trying to go back to heaven?
I would love to go back to heaven. After all, that's where my house is.
Oh.
His house is in heaven, yeah.
I have a heaven house.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Is it beachfront?
Okay, perfect.
It's cloud front.
Interesting, interesting.
Oh, heaven money.
And I summoned the clowns. I summoned the clowns because I was trying to have them desecrate the Temple of Shantia. Maybe then Shasha would get the message, but no. Instead, the clowns just decided to kill some random peasants. I'm so sorry about
that. Yeah, that was not tea.
Yeah, that did not work out well.
Huge mistake on my part. Oopsie poopsie.
They killed our ambiguously located British
compatriot. But I need to know
compatriot.
What...
that, British that is true. Is that is
the
true.
Accent seemed vaguely British.
That is true.
Mind you, it was Waterdeepian.
I also destroyed New Jersey.
Okay, and you know
right.
No, and more power to you for that one.
So, see, yeah, you're not all bad.
No, they haven't brought us out there yet.
You join me? Will you join
Before I join you, I need to know...
Oh, you will. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I'm feeling like joining
Fuck
them.
Yeah.
I need to know the real tea. What did Miss Shantia do to you?
Yeah.
Well,
roll for honesty.
Because right now, I don't get it. You don't understand. I've devoted my life to this beautiful, beautiful deity.
Roll for vulnerability.
All right. Hold on. I don't know if that would be persuasion. So what are you trying
to
do?
No, roll for insight. This is a vibe check.
A vibe check. All right.
Okay,
well.
Vibe check. How are we feeling tonight?
You roll insight to see if Asmodeus is telling the truth about his past. You get a 14. What is your insight modifier?
Plus 5.
Plus 5. A 19. You look deep into Asmodeus's clowny little eyes and his honky honk nose.
Whoa.
And you see.
That's fucked up.
Wait, was that weird?
Whoa.
Sorry, not. We'll cut that from the. Okay.
Actually, before you say anything, hit it, Carson. Oh my god, did I just break the fourth wall?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Seattle, Washington. Oh my god, did I just break the fourth wall?
What is the fourth wall?
Yes, I did.
What?
We're about to get really serious, and I'm going to be amazing and stunning. Does that sound okay? Well, get your dollars out, okay? Because now is your time to tip.
Wait, what do you mean? What is happening?
Every day is. Every day is. Every day. I am wonderful. Every day. I am wonderful down. I am singable in that.
Wait, what?
I am down.
Wait, what's happening?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
That's a good point, actually.
Every day.
I never thought of it that way.
It's wonderful.
It's true.
I am wonderful.
I am wonderful.
Every day.
Every day I'm wonderful. Good boy.
I am wonderful down.
I never thought of it that way.
I am singable in every way. Yes, I am single down.
How are you singing like that?
Trying hard to feel delirious. The peace is gone.
the peasants take out their torches, your phone flashlight, and they turn their torches on, and they begin to wave their torches in hell. All right.
Let me get my headband back on. And can I get a water, no shade, or a refill on my bottle that matches my outfit?
And a whiskey in the room we're alone.
I just saw a lot of little peas.
I just checked and we're fine.
There's a lot of pieces.
Okay.
Actually, can I get a Cavassier straight up? And a what?
Don't say it.
Water. And a water. After
stripping
in front of the devil lord Asmodeus, he says,
you know what? You're right. I've never thought of it that way. Every day I am beautiful.
Wonderful.
Every single day. And I am deserving.
That wasn't in the song.
It was in the song over and over and over.
The word was delirious. But
close enough. You're ESL, we get it.
Yes, I normally speak abyssal. Anyway.
That was a good one, actually. That was quick
that.
Of you, Paul.
Yeah. You ate that.
Will you help me, please? Will you defeat Shantia's angel army and bring me back to my home? Because I didn't mention this earlier because I was too vulnerable. But Shantia, she raised my rent.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, it's a crisis. We're killing that bitch.
Don't act gag. Don't act shocked.
Yeah, we have a sterling record with landlords, so we might be able to handle that. Actually.
No, yeah, we killed one.
Yeah,
Army, I don't know. Landlords, maybe.
Yeah, landlords.
And you know
maybe.
What? I'm gonna. Never mind.
I can create a portal to the nine heavens, but. Due to
so
the,
can I.
I don't know how to read that.
Next time.
Due to the spell on the nine heavens, it will render me incredibly weak once I create this portal.
Thank God.
So I will rely on you three. And also you. What was your name? It was Rocky.
Yeah.
Yes, like the
Rocky
road.
Says,
like the road, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who likes ice cream?
Philly will.
No, I want to hear, I like ice cream. Okay, that was really too much.
Do you have my sword, Asmodeus?
Time for a
fool's
errand.
You have my sword. And Rocky takes out their scimitar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look at Rocky knowing they're alive.
Yeah.
That's called continuity politics.
Yeah.
Asmodeus begins to create a portal. Clowns, I will need you to chant again. Please don't do cum and sperm, please.
Dick
sperm and
balls.
Cum! Sperm and cum! Sperm and cum!
Fine! All right, you see an ethereal sperm and an ethereal cum come together.
It's the only way.
Mm-hmm. And form
okay,
a portal.
With a bitch like me looking like right. Oh, y'all know the song.
Into the nine heavens.
Why are there always nine of them?
Roll religion.
And mind you, nine is the devil's number. Oh my God, that was a joke. That was
a
RuPaul reference.
Is that real? Is
that real? Oh my God, thank you.
You have no idea.
Y'all make some noise for the crocodile. They gave me a drink.
And you have to drink it now. It's a Courvoisier straight up.
And a what? A tranny chaser, I can say it.
You can say it.
Wait, should I drink this? This isn't a real kvass.
Yes, mama, straight up.
No,
straight up.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
I'm giving them more alcohol.
Okay, I want to hear chug, chug.
Oh my God.
How did this turn into a frat party?
Jesus Christ. It's so toxic. What has this show become?
Those are dainty little sips.
Oh,
this
wow.
Thing.
You don't have to drink
Come
it.
On.
Oh,
finish
wow.
Her.
Nice.
Okay, I'm not like sober or anything, but I was realizing drinking that was my first drink in like 6 months. Oh my God.
Queenie.
Well, no, makes I'm just more of a weed girl.
All right. Take a massive shot of Courvoisier as you walk through the bar.
Oh my God, thank you. Everyone makes a noise for Rachel, okay?
Yeah. Asmodeus says, why are you drinking before the big epic battle?
Girl, let me live.
All right.
To loosen up.
Why are we questioning women?
Come on. Make some noise if you think women are allowed.
Yes. Who else is pro-choice?
A loud verb.
Yes.
Okay, Irene, real quiet.
You hear flapping in the wind and descending upon you is an army of angels, their feathers glistening in the
Why
wind.
Is it an army? He looks like Digimon. Y'all know the one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Angamon. Yeah. But the other one, the little one.
Okay, you want to know the gag about Digimon? Is they're like rubber bands. They go back to the they go back to the way they were.
Yeah,
they can go up. Kind of like me getting in drag and then going back to the way I was.
It's because they're resting.
Full circle.
Okay, well, anyway, Digimon is very interesting and a wonderful world and story.
Oh,
but
yes.
Shantia shows up.
Hey, girl. Would y'all go to Digimon and Drag Race? No shade. Okay, anyway. Okay.
Oh, she's cunt.
Shantia.
Yes, now you see because
I might be switching sides here.
Yeah.
Just because of how
no,
she
but
looks?
You, so you get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the dangers of AI,
It's called
baby.
Being shallow. Get into it.
No, she offered me FFS, and I said,
we
my
should,
life to you, queen. Like
We just realized our bisexual awakening.
Also, Asmodeus admitted he's weak now.
Yeah.
I'm extremely... There she is,
And we
please.
Like strong women.
Fuck her up, please.
Shantia says, hello, queens. So you brought this dirty man into my
woman
Excuse me,
heaven.
He's a clown.
Do you want to kill him? We can kill him for you if you want.
Oh, please do that.
Okay. What if...
Peasants, what if we killed both?
Oh, my God.
Diva.
I'm ready for a boss fight if you're ready for a boss fight.
Women are allowed.
You're going to attack both of the... You're going
well,
to attack heaven and hell
like
at the same time.
If we kill an ancient heavenly deity and a sunken angel of a depressed clown man...
That's really kind.
I feel like we could really be... We could really make non-binary tea valid.
You could really be the it girl.
For once.
Wait, that's a good point. Let her cook.
Yes, okay. Book Eureka for this.
Clock All right. Tea, hold the boots.
How do you wish to go about this?
I think I know how we can handle this. Carson, hit track two for
You're
me.
You're crazy. Whoever tipped a 50, you ate.
Let's make another one happen.
But a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide. Deep inside your mind, all alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made of stone.
clowns begin to charge. Rages on. Peasant versus clown versus angel. Eventually, the clouds settle. The corpses of hundreds of clowns, the corpses of hundreds of angels, hundreds of peasants lie dead, soaking their blood into the holy nine heavens.
Because of Flashdance?
What a feeling.
That's crazy.
You can see Asmodeus and Shantia, both are the only ones left standing, locked in a struggle with a dirty knife between them.
I know she's a landlord, but I really always lean toward believing women.
Asmodeus says, do it, do it, kill her, please. And Shantia says, dispatch this one for me, now.
SAT word.
Which one, now?
Now. Yes.
This. I would like to pray to my lost sister Jan for inspiration.
And you pray up into the sky.
Mind you, we're in the sky.
A figure walking through the clouds. And you notice it's Jan. She says,
we see him, girl.
little piece, it's you, my best friend.
Oh?
Are you going to defeat the clowns?
I was a kid at the time, too. I swear it wasn't weird.
I thought we were your best friends.
I don't know who you two are. I don't know who the fuck you two are.
The clowns are dead, girl.
But Asmodeus, the summoner, is remaining. Please finish him off for me, Jan.
You gonna do it?
I cast Zone of Truth. Is this really Jan?
You cast Zone of Truth.
Me when I can't believe my own
she
prayers.
Ate that,
would you like
ate
to read
that,
what Zone
that.
Of Truth does?
No, she's so smart for that.
Sure, Jan.
Well, actually, my intelligence is +7, so I love
it. Read Zone of Truth for the crowd.
Oh, me at $5 Friday. Hold on. You create a zone that prevents all deception in a 15-foot radius sphere. Sphere is so specific.
It's going to instantly take me out of drag.
What a feeling!
Wig off.
It's gonna put me in drag.
Jan, having stepped into the zone of truth, begins to cry and says, I've been forced to say this by Shantia. You kill Shantia. Kill her, it's the only way.
Not the lesson being don't believe women.
But Jan is a woman.
You can take the boy out of the basement.
No, hold on. Jan is a woman. So if you believe Jan, you're believing a woman to kill. And who knows if Shanti is a woman? She's a god. She could have, you know.
She could be envy.
Careful. Yeah.
Her pronouns could be
okay,
they, them.
Okay, believe the non-binary them representing be individuals. Okay, well, maybe not today.
Believer.
This is why we need to end polyamory.
Who do
Sorry,
you believe?
That's my bad.
Do you go with Jan, your long-lost friend in heaven? Or do you go with Asmodeus, the clown man?
Demon.
Demon man.
Go where? Both of them want us to kill Shantia.
Man.
Yes. Or do you go with Shantia? That's another option. I have no bias.
It doesn't feel like that's on the table anymore.
No, we're literally attacking Shantia. Like,
yeah, it's gotta happen.
It's gotta happen.
It's gotta happen.
All right.
Yeah,
How
yeah.
do you wish to dispatch of Shantia?
That's your girl.
Okay,
I take out my holy symbol.
Ooh, diva.
Like the instrument or like a little?
No, like the cavassier straight up. And I tell her.
Yes.
Can I get a cavassier straight up?
You liked it.
And a tranny chaser.
I'm sure we could arrange that, says Sean Teal.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
You built me from the ground up, mother.
I did.
I once... No, it's my turn to speak, okay?
Okay, but wrap it up. We're over time.
Yeah, we're a little over time.
We're on time. We're fine. Let her talk.
Girl, you know what? You might have given me a lot, but I did learn a lot. Today. And this time, baby, I'll be distrustful of you, queen. It's over, Shantia.
You dare.
It's over.
You dare.
No, I do not. I do not believe your vibes. I do not like your energy. And I do think you need to clear it, my love.
Burn that sage.
Burn it.
All right, where does this leave us?
And Shanti is still locked in battle.
Can we just sort of...
Yeah, can we just end, like...
Can we push the knife?
All right, you just kind of help Asmodeus push the knife into Shantia. You blasphemer! You betrayer! And shining with great light that blinds your peasant eyes, Shantia explodes into a massive rain of feathers and blood. Shantia is going to take 100 piercing damage.
From a knife? Girl, it is a knife win. Wow, no rats in the room, no angels in the room. That gagged me, okay?
Oh, it was a dirty knife. It was the bacteria that ended up doing it.
It's a knife win.
Yes. She died of a disease. Dysentery. Slimy doom. And Asmodeus stands over Shantia and goes, finally. Your injustice has been...
What?
And behind Asmodeus is Rocky!
What the fuck?
That was for my bottom!
No!
And Asmodeus falls down, falling through heaven, falling through the material plane, and falling into hell!
Wow. I had him booked for $5 Friday. That's fucked up.
And with that, we will end the session. Thank you all so much for playing Dungeons and Drag Queens Live. If you enjoyed tonight or not, or want to complain about things, we will have a feedback form sent out to you via email. Please fill it out. We read everything. Please make some noise for your queens, played by Little Peace is Little Priest.
Yeah, you can go there. Or you can just leave and then come back if you want.
Played by Irene the Alien is Irene the Barbalian! And before I extraduce this queen, if you want to party with Kylie tonight, she'll be hosting Asian Glow at Nuemos right after this. Celebrate New Year with an all-Asian queer cast.
$8.
Please put your hands together. Played by Kylie Mooncakes is Kyla Luna Muffin. Make some noise for your live improvisational musician, Carson Cutter. And I have been your dungeon master, Paul Curry.
Buy some merch before you leave. Tip your queens. Follow us at D&DQ Live. Buy tickets to the next show. And may your adventures never end.
You just listened to Dungeons & Drag Queens Live. Follow us on TikTok and Insta at D&DQ Live, or visit our website at dndq.live for tickets to upcoming shows. A special thanks to Levi Erdman for editing this podcast, and to you, our listeners. May your adventures never end.